Brenda, do you remember the other day we played a piece of music from the Eurovision Song Contest? Do you remember?
But that could be any day, Derek.
Well, it could have been any day, but it wasn't. It was the other day.
No, I don't. What was the song?
Sheba.
Oh, Horoscope.
Horoscope. Fergus Horoscope, Gibson was here. Do you remember that?
I do. I'll
Can you name
it.
The three members of Sheba?
Well, do you know what? I probably could.
Go on then.
I definitely know the beautiful, ever young looking Maxi.
Yeah.
Was a member. There was Frances
Campbell.
Frances Campbell.
Beautiful.
Beautiful as well. And of course, the wonderful, very glamorous Marion Fawcett.
Marion Fawcett. Anyway, it was just coincidental we were talking about Sheba and Marion Fawcett the other day because when I watched the 9 o'clock news last night, I got a bit of a shock and surprise when I heard this.
The owners of Fawcett Brothers Circus have said they hope to secure the future of the circus and save the jobs of those working there. Lawyers for Fawcett's told the Circuit Civil Court today it's to consider asking the court to appoint an examiner to the firm in 2 weeks' time.
We bring you the circus, the Pied Piper whose magic tunes lead children of all ages from 6 to 60 into a tinsel and spun candy world of reckless beauty and mounting laughter and whirling thrills, of rhythm, excitement and grace, of daring and blaring and dance, of high-stepping horses and high-flying stars. That is the circus.
Families all over the world have been flocking to circuses for as long as we can remember.
The circus is all about family. We couldn't manage without our family. All the sons and my cousins were all involved. When we went to school, we had a choice. We could leave the circus, we could find ourselves a job. I made my choice then to come back into the circus. I enjoy it. When you get inside, the clowns are in, you hear the kids roar.
And it's believed that the oldest traditional circus in the world is right here in Ireland. Fawcett's famous circus has been entertaining us with flying trapeze, juggling clowns and top-hatted ringmasters for more than 125 years. Did you like the circus? Did you go to the circus when you were a child? Did you bring your own children to the circus? Michelle Brown went out to hear your fond memories of visiting a circus.
Ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages, the circus parade is about to begin.
Do you have any memories of circuses?
Trapeze artists, which I used to be scared, and the clown, of course, going around doing all the funny things, and the horses, the lions. Just, I remember it all as being great fun as a child.
Spectacular animal acts from all over the world.
The smell at first, that you'd remember the smell okay, and all the animals and the acrobats and all that. The clowns and the dwarf from a long time ago.
The beautiful tightrope walker.
You don't go anymore?
No, haven't been to circus in a long time, no.
The man on the flying trapeze.
Do you have any memories of circuses?
Well, I went when I was very small and I remember crying because I thought the trapeze artist was going to kill themselves. I've been terrified.
I'm asking people if they have any memories of going to the circus.
I've never been, genuinely.
Why not?
Never broke one with my mum and dad.
Why did you never bring your son?
I'm sure I did. No?
Well, I brought the other kids. I had three other kids. So. It lost a bit of its impact because the band used to be a band in our days, a live band. And I was shocked when I saw the latest ones were recorded music. It wasn't the same.
Well, what do you make of circus? Do you like them?
Oh, the whole idea is great, yeah. But I say you'd have to go to Russia to see a really good one. Ballet and circus, that's what they both excel at.
Any memories of circus?
Circus?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I always loved the circus. Great entertainment. I haven't been to one for a long time now. I remember when we were kids, they used to have a greasy pig, and that was their favourite. If you got in, if you could catch and hold the greasy pig, very hard to hold onto it.
And what do you make of circuses?
Oh, I think they're fantastic entertainment, and I hope to continue for a long time. They're getting scarcer by the day. I hope they survive. It's clean entertainment for kids, and it brings their imagination out a bit, you know.
Put them all together, and you have...
Thank you, Michelle, and everybody else who took part in our little Vox Pop. So, the circus, Fawcett's. Joe Walsh, who's the director of Hughes Blake Chartered Accountants, is the nominated examiner for Fawcett's. What does this mean? Well, we've got Neil Hughes, who's managing partner with Hughes Blake Chartered Accountants, in to explain, not about the specifics of this case, we got to avoid that, make sure we don't trip anybody up, but about examinership in general. Neil, now you've been on the programme in the past. In fact, we haven't seen you for a long time. Brenda just said something.
I said the last time you were on the show, you'd just come back from a holiday and you announced you were engaged. And now you're back on the show.
And he hasn't been in since.
And he hasn't been in since.
She didn't let him outside the door.
She didn't. And I'll tell you why, because I know what they were doing. How many kids do you have?
Yeah, we've three kids now.
Congratulations.
So. Yeah, no, it's great. So thanks for bringing that up, Brenda.
Good to have you in and to hear you back again. So, examinership, what does it mean exactly?
Yeah, I mean, the name Fawcett Circus, obviously it's resonated hugely with people in the last day or so, because it's a household name.
Absolutely,
and it's really well known, and I think successive generations of people have been entertained by the circus. But in the end, on the end of the day, Fawcett Circus is a family business, an SME family business, the same as you know, countless other SME businesses over the last few years who have been, you know, trading away in the recession, keeping the lights on in the economy, really. You know, there's a lot of talk, makes me smile sometimes seeing the multinational announcements, whereas in fact the SME businesses in Ireland the last few years have just been doing extraordinary things, ordinary people doing extraordinary things, just keeping people employed. And I suppose what we have now is an example of a business that is trying to restructure itself. There's a lot of businesses out there, Derek, at the minute, are trying to stay in the game. There's a lot of talk about recovery. There's a lot of talk about things are going to be much better next year than they are this year. We're certainly seeing some of that in Hughes Blake, to be honest. But really, a lot of businesses now, they're trying to stay in the game. They're trying to take advantage of the upswing, the extra disposable income that might be there to either go to the circus or to go out and spend a few quid. So, it's gone before the courts now. It's under the protection of the court, and you know, hopefully things will work out.
What does it mean, nominated examiner?
Well, in order to go, if you're looking to try and protect your business, to try and enter into a kind of a restructuring plan or a rescue business, you have to apply now in the circuit courts around Ireland. A big change this year, where it's been moved out of the High Court into every county courthouse across the land. So if you're in Gweedore or if you're down somewhere in Kerry, it doesn't matter. You have the right now to apply in your local county courthouse to restructure your business.
Well, it frees up the High Court for other business, I suppose.
Absolutely.
And it means people don't have to travel all the way up to Dublin.
Yeah, it's accessibility.
To sort out something locally.
We thought it was a huge benefit now. It's the way it is in America, for example. In the US, if you want to go into Chapter 11, it's called in the US, if you want to restructure a business, you go to your local county courthouse. But up until now, up until this summer, actually, and we were involved in the very first business, which was in Selbridge, a company, which, by the way, I was just struck by the piece at the start there. The very first circuit court examinership this year was Selbridge Play Zone, they were called, and they were a play centre for children. And now here we have another example of something that is a business that, again, looks to entertain children. Whether that's a coincidence or not, I don't know. But certainly, circuit court examinership has kicked off in Ireland, and two of the first, say, half a dozen cases both have that emphasis on children and entertainment for children. So I think that's kind of a coincidence.
So does the business say, we can't quite balance the books, or things aren't looking great, we're going to have to put ourselves into an examinership and go to the court?
Yeah.
And then do they pick a company like yours or some other company?
That's right, yeah, they would choose. We've done a lot of this.
Why would they choose you then in that case? What makes you so brilliant at this?
Well, we've focused a lot on trying to save jobs over the last 10 or 12 years. Like, that's something we've done a huge amount of, and we keep track of it now in the cases so far this year. 1,089 jobs in SMEs. That doesn't include bigger companies like Elvries, for example, where there were 600 jobs saved. But over 1,000 jobs saved in the first 9 months of the year. We were involved in 12 of those cases, 12 of the companies involved, with hundreds of jobs saved. And I have to say, Derek, I got a great kick out of that, because we have been involved in some of the cases as well whereby the business might be closing down and you're calling together the staff and explaining that, you know, about redundancy and about minimum notice and, you know, all those kind of things.
They must hate you when you have to do that.
Well, they don't really, to be honest. Like, they would say, listen, that's just the way it is. But there's a lot of emotion at those meetings sometimes. You know, there's a lot of it's funny the way it is. There'd be a lot of tears. There'd be a lot of kind of gallows humour at some of those meetings. And I've never really been able to get used to that, if you know what I mean, that kind of human emotion. That, by the way, is the great untold story of the recession, in my view. Like, you know, we've had the Anglo tapes, and we've had Breakfast with Anglo, and we've had Ship of Fools, and we've had all these books and people writing about the banks and everything else. There's very little written about the human stories of somebody who has lost their job after 30 or 40 years, say. And that's something I suppose we see every day. And I think it's perhaps someday it'll be written about, but a lot of people prefer not to really even talk about it. Men particularly are not great at actually, you know, opening up and talking about those experiences. Women sometimes.
Well, it must be horrendous for a man who's been working all his life and maybe supporting his family alongside his wife and the rest of the family members, and then no more job.
Yeah, and I know.
In fact, I was speaking to a guy, won't mention any names, who has been made redundant twice since the recession started, and lucky enough to get another job in the same industry. Only a young guy in his 30s.
Yeah, and it's protecting people in jobs like that. That's going to be the platform for us to recover. We have to protect the jobs we have, and then hopefully we'll be able to get more and more people back to work.
Do you know what song is just going in my head at the moment? It's Christy Moore's Ordinary Man. Like, that's, it just sums up what you're talking about there, you know.
No, absolutely. And I know when I'm talking to some of the people involved, and particularly it might be, say, a guy, he might be in his, say, 50s, and we're talking, we're having, trying to restructure a business, try and save a business. And I know that if that doesn't work, he's unlikely to ever work again. Like, I know that it's very going to be very, very difficult. He might be in a rural area. He might have a particular set of skills which suit that particular business. So I suppose it's a heavy enough responsibility now if you're appointed examiner to a business trying to restructure it.
So when you go in, you're going in to save this business?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's a rescue process, Derek. It's to try and turn a business around, rescue it. And unfortunately, in the last 5 or 6 years, there hasn't been enough of this sort of activity, because obviously the banks were rescued. You know what I mean? Every one of them was bailed out and rescued. But it's the ordinary SMEs. There's about 1 million people in Ireland working in SMEs up and down the country. In every community in the state, there's SME businesses, family businesses, owner managers, entrepreneurs. And they are the ones that are providing the currency, the money that's circulating that community.
They're the backbone of the community. Yeah.
Absolute backbone of the community. So I think that there has to be more and more focus. That was why I was really pleased that it's been moved out of the High Court and it's down into the local county courthouses, so you can apply in Wexford Town or wherever you want, you can apply. So that's been really, really useful.
And but the judge is a travelling judge, is he? He, she?
The circuit court is, it goes on circuit around the different district courts in the different towns. So
he's not necessarily going to know the local businessman who's in there in front of him, or businesswoman.
No, unlikely he will. But I mean, our experience, I must say, with the circuit court, there was some questions raised about, you know, how are the circuit court going to handle this kind of business? They're not used to it. They're used to maybe speeding offences and they're used to the normal run-of-the-mill circuit court activity. But we found, I must say, the circuit court judiciary have really stepped up and have been first class, have totally grasped what's going on. They would have a good feel for the local communities involved, I think. May not know the people.
But that's what I was wondering,
Yeah, no, certainly we've been impressed with it. The first one we had was in Naas.
How involved the local community would be,
Yeah, in the Selbridge case, the Selbridge Plaison case was in Naas Circuit Court, and the judge involved had a real grasp of it. I think really knew that history was being made in his courtroom, that it was the very first case.
Did you save it?
Yeah, it came out of examinership successfully. There was 28 jobs, I think, now people still working in Selbridge, thankfully, because that that went through that process.
Weren't you involved with Shamrock Rovers as well?
Yeah, that was a case back in 2005, it might have been, Yeah, it was. That was a huge interest in that case at the time, because, again, another institution in Ireland, the Shamrock Rovers name. And I must say, I got a great kick out of it when Shamrock Rovers came through the process and then qualified for the group stages of the UEFA Cup. I don't know if you saw that. They went through, they went 1-0 up against Spurs, I remember, in White Hart Lane. And I must say, it was actually people texting me, believe it or not, saying, yeah, weren't you involved with Shamrock Rovers? And it's great to see how well they're doing.
Yeah, you couldn't help them get it all the way to the final,
yeah,
mind
I
you.
Know.
You weren't that good. There's
sure
a limit.
Going on and doing a bicycle kick, Neil. There was nothing else.
Royal Rovers. No, there is a limit to what we can do, what we can achieve. But we've huge experience of it. We've done 130 of these now, and we've found it to be a hugely beneficial process.
So if the company, if Fawcett's have nominated Joe Walsh, one of the directors in your company, to be the examiner.
Yeah.
So it goes in front of the judge and he has to say, or she has to say yes or no for whatever reason.
Well,
is that what happens?
No, it's just a kind of a routine.
Will it be you? Will it be somebody else?
Somebody is nominated. Somebody has to be the nominated examiner. So Joe, in this case, is the nominated examiner. He's done a lot of this. He was an examiner actually in Selbridge Plaison as well. And that is a kind of a routine way of doing it. It lasts for up to 100 days. It's a sort of a breathing space process to save viable enterprises in the state and thereby save the jobs of the employees. It's all about the jobs, Derek. That's what this process is all about.
It's all about the people.
Yeah, the jobs. Well, the people working in those jobs.
The people, in this case, a family business that's been around for over 100 years.
Yeah.
Did you run away with Fawcett Services? Or did they run away from you? I can't remember.
No. Myself, when I was working on Jerry Ryan Show, myself and Barbara Jordan went missing, Maria, and then we turned up with Fawcett Circus, and at the time they were based down in Shannon. And we spent just such a wonderful few days with them. And I think Barbara actually went and she walked the trapeze. And we did the programme live from the tent and listeners came all in. And of course, I was a clown. What a surprise. But I did actually train with one of the senior faucets about how to be a clown and everything, which was wonderful. And then somebody threw knives at me.
At your back, were they daggers, Brenda?
That happens every day in here.
Was it Barbara Jordan?
It was Barbara Jordan.
Daggers in the back.
But it was great. It was just a wonderful experience. Great people.
Oh, hang on a second. Is she a lawyer or something now?
She's a solicitor now,
Of course I was saying that. I was only joking about Barbara and the daggers in the back, just in case.
In fact, I remember...
I want to disassociate myself from my own remarks.
No, I get myself in more trouble. I remember she was getting up to walk... Sorry, she was walking the high rope. That was it. And she was getting up to walk up and I said, this is Barbara. She's a wonderful woman. She's dynamic. She's this. She can speak 12 languages and she can't say no in any of them. Ah. So if you're listening today, Barbara...
Anyway, did you perform as a clown then?
I did perform as a clown and it was
and
just...
Look, it stood to you.
Well, every day. But it was just wonderful hanging around with them. And put the hard work, the packing up... The putting up the tents, the setting up all the candy floss stands. You know, you've one person doing about six jobs. They're selling the candy floss. Mm. They're out doing acrobatics. They're changing the children. They're just a phenomenal group of people and it's an amazing way of life and it was great to
It's amazing it survived so long, to be honest with you, with no disrespect to any circus, be it the Duffy's or Fawcett's or any other travelling circus that may come to town. When you think that it's live entertainment, it's very traditional entertainment, it's a bit like a pantomime. Mm. It's not like the Wii, it's not, what do those kids play with nowadays? You know, these
Nintendo
or anything like that kind of
iPad
stuff.
Minis.
You know, that it survived at all is amazing.
Yeah, it's obviously timeless. There's obviously something timeless then about the circus and the performance that they have going on, and they have to prove in an examination case like this, they have to prove their reasonable prospect of survival in order to qualify for examinership. So that's part of that petition that's been presented. That's the whole, I suppose, the whole thrust of the thing. It's for viable enterprises that can prove, listen, we have a future, and that's what they're doing right now.
So how long will it take?
Well, it can last up to 100 days. So it's like 3 months, 3.5 months of a process typically. You know, there's a chance, I suppose, that it could be finished and done before Christmas, depending on how the process goes and how the case goes. But certainly, normally it would take a couple of months to get it through.
OK, well, whatever happens, you might come back and let us know. Neil Hughes, Managing Partner with Hughes Blake, thank you very much indeed.